This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Johnny, I want pictures, Ray.
And Mark.
What do you want pictures of?
God knows what he'll get.
Various women.
If you have pictures for Johnny, 855-450-FREE, and then just describe them to him, because that should be very interesting. 855-450-3733. Mark, you've got a story about some school somewhere saying people aren't allowed to have best friends anymore. Before we get into the story, who was your first best friend? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember this very clearly. So I have a situation that resonates with this story. When I went to a Christian school in Bradenton and Florida called, oddly enough, Bradenton and Christian.
Very creative name they have there.
Yep. It's a Dutch Reform school. If you folks know anything about Christian schools, the Dutch Reform are busy.
I know nothing about the Dutch other than tulips.
That's why I'm telling you, rather than being interrupting maybe and saying tulips, maybe you would have listened.
Dutch, you said they're busy, and that doesn't tell me anything.
I didn't finish saying they're busy setting up schools, Christian schools, as their outreach mission.
Ah, okay.
You just had to say tulips. Anyway, I started kindergarten there, as did a young man named Jonathan. And, we fast became friends, not this Jonathan. We fast became friends. There are more than one Jonathan.
Yes.
Daryl.
I am aware.
And your other brother, Daryl.
Yes.
Then at some point, maybe second or third or fourth grade, I don't exactly know when, a young man named Jason came along, and we both liked Jason a lot. And we had gone from, we had been best friends for years at this point, a good portion of our lives at, say was third grade. I don't know when Jason came along, and there was tension, right? Like, we both wanted to be Jason's best friend,
right?
Sort of too. And at some point, I recall in sort of, late elementary school, we kind of worked it out where without, having any deep, conversations or anything, we managed to work it out to where we are best friends.
And the three of you,
the triumvirate,
a triad.
I believe at some point or another, we had little nicknames we came up with ourselves, and they all had to do with cars or something. We just palled around together.
Yep.
And rather than trying to play the I'm best friends with him or he's best friends with me or any of that stuff, which I recall went on, we just kind of settled on the notion that we, the three of us, are best friends, and that we will live with that.
Johnny?
That's easy. I have a twin brother, so he's always been my best friend.
Do you talk to him much? Because I don't hear him come up in conversation very often.
No, I guess I don't talk to him that much, but I don't talk much, period.
Okay.
That's what makes me such a good talk show host.
Indeed.
Yeah, my best friend growing up. Do you still talk to your two?
I don't know whatever happened to Jason. He came into the comic book store like one time when I was 17 or something like that. And we chit-chatted and we were going to exchange numbers or something. But, what are we going to talk about on the phone? He was visiting town.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. I mean, maybe I would talk to him if I hooked up with him on Facebook or whatever. But I do. My friend John and I still talk on Facebook. He recently left the area and moved to Texas. There you go.
Yep, and I still talk to my best friend from school. His name's Tim. He's a Baptist preacher, and he's been married for, 18 years? He just celebrated an anniversary not too long ago, popped up on the Facebooks, and he's got a couple kids, and you're living in Carolina, actually not too terribly far from where you're from, Johnny.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good guy. Well, yeah. Going on here from CBS New York.
Before we get into it, let's go to the phones. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got James calling in from New Jersey watching us on the YouTube. Hi, James. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, Ian and Mark. It's me, the fact guy again.
No, it's not Ian and Mark. It's Daryl, Johnny, and Mark. But you've got a fact for us. Go ahead.
I've got three of them for you.
Three of them. All right. Is that fact number one that you have three?
Yes. Okay. First one is cows have best friends.
Oh. Having had cows, I wouldn't have known that. Go ahead.
Number two. Do you ever realize when flamingos stuck their heads down a lot?
Is that a fact or a question?
That's a dependent clause.
So they put their heads down to, like, feed, and then they hide their heads to sleep. What are we asking here?
The fact is that that's not the way they sleep. That's actually calling for a mate.
I was just standing by flamingos the other day in Acapulco, Mexico, and it had its head tucked, and it's sleeping.
I've never paid that much attention to flamingos long enough to pay attention if they were sleeping or
You're
getting
from Birmingham. What the heck are you going to know about flamingos?
We had them at the zoo.
I don't ever have anything to do with animals with pink plumage.
Go ahead. Next fact.
And number three, in the movie Independence Day, when Will Smith says, "And what the hell is that smell?" That was him actually reacting to rotting shrimp in a lake nearby.
Interesting. Welcome to Earth. Also a quote from Independence Day.
Yes.
All right, Mark. Tell us about this thing in New York.
Growing
and
up,
of course it's New York.
Of course it's CBS. Growing up, your best friend is the person who always is there for you, the one you share all your secrets and exploits with. But now there's a growing movement to ban best friends. The movement isn't a ban on friendship. It's just geared towards having children broaden their friendship circles and become more inclusive. It's a move a lot of educators think is in the right direction. Rumored to have first started at Prince George's South London School, this push to break up best friends is catching on, says clinical psychologist Dr. Barbara Greenberg.
I hope this move to break up best friends does not translate over to the wrestling world, because then it would break up the tag team of Beretta and Chucky T.
Well, I don't know anything about that. There's been a movement in some American schools and European schools to ban the phrase best friend, Greenberg said. The idea of banning the phrase best friends is a very intriguing social experiment. And while it may be raising some eyebrows, Greenberg, who works with children and adolescents, says there's some good rationale behind it. I see kids come in all week long who are feeling dreadful because they are excluded and because they're either nobody's best friend or their best friend has moved on. The point is to teach children to be inclusive at an early age rather than exclusive. And let's face it, you can't ban somebody from having a close relationship, and you can't really ban somebody from having a best friend. But what the schools are trying to do is foster the idea of kids having more than a single friend.
So all you're really going to do is wind up creating a different term for best friend, or you're just going to, you know, somehow convince these kids that they're not allowed to actually have friends. You have to be inclusive and be friends with everybody, but I don't want to be friends with everybody because, you know, Johnny's mean to me. Johnny pushed me in the mud that one time. I don't want to be his friend, but you have to be friends with everybody.
I think that you can, if this is done correctly, that you can educate kids on being inclusive. I don't know about the term banning best friends, but I do see the pain that, you know, I went through and some kids probably go through with this whole switch of best friends. Hey, not your best friend anymore. Good luck. I mean, it's basically a breakup.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, before you care about girls, you care about, you know, people or care about people of the opposite sex, presuming this is your, you know what, I'm not going to be, you know,
heteronormative,
politically correct here. Yeah, for
masculinist,
me.
Masculinist, chauvinist pig.
Before you. I cared about relationships with women, I cared about relationships with boys, right? And, you know, that's how it was.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. What are your thoughts on best friends? Should best friends exist? Should you be inclusive? Can you be inclusive and have a best friend? This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And, you know, we are fans of cryptocurrencies here, and we you know, hope that you would at least look into them. And, well, what better place to go than to news.bitcoin.com, where you can find out all kinds of stories about what is going on in the crypto space. Headline from 1 hour ago, Georgia lawmakers proposed tax amendment that allows Bitcoin payments. Story from 4 hours ago, and I think this is something that was talked about when it actually happened, the CoinDash hack. Apparently the hackers have returned some of the ether that was taken in that hack. 20,000 of them.
That's a lot of ether, right?
That is a lot of ether that is being returned, and of course
$2 million or something.
You can find those stories plus many, many more over at news.bitcoin.com. We were talking about this story out of New York, where apparently there is a move to ban at least the term best friend. We don't know if they're actually going to ban the concept of. The article seems to imply that they're not going to ban students from actually having a best friend. You're just not allowed to say that Johnny is my best friend, because we have to be inclusive. And there's a little bit more to this article that we will jump into. But first, to the phones, where we've got Nick calling in from New Jersey. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That's crazy that you can't say that that's your best friend, but Listen, here's my example. It did good for me to make friends with other people. My best friend in kindergarten, okay, our kindergarten teacher lived around the corner from us where he lived. So the following year when I went to kindergarten in 1968, he noticed that I wasn't playing with anybody else. He said, "You can't play with Mark anymore. You have to make new friends." So the whole time and during the class, you know, when we had playtime, I made other friends. What happened? I wound up being outgoing, and I knew more people than I could remember their names. To this day, people come up to me and say, "Hey, Nick, what's going on?" I'm like, "Hey, how you doing?" It's embarrassing when you can't remember somebody's name. But I think it's ridiculous that you can't call somebody your best friend, you know?
Right.
It's interesting that the project worked on you. But, you know, at the same time, you don't support it. So is it just that?
I didn't like it at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and indeed, what I would say is there's many sort of growing pains through which we go that we may not like that might be the best things for us. I encourage my son strongly to be inclusive. It's very easy for him to latch on to a young kid his age and attempt to play solely with that young person. But, you know, on a playground or in a group or whatever, dynamics change. And then you've got this situation where, well, you know, the person leaves, and then what are you going to do? Or, you know, that person, a friend of his shows up, and then, oh, yep, now you're the one on the outs. You know, what I say to him is it's best to play with all sorts of people, and, you know, from all different walks of life and find, you know, what you have in common with them rather than just picking one person. There's nothing wrong with having a good time with somebody while they're there, but, you know, you hang your hat on one pole and that moves, and then, you know, what are you going to do?
I was thinking the same thing as I was on hold. Like, I can understand why she did that, because I would have been lost. And can I make one more comment?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I know a lot of people, I understand why they don't want their children to play football, because you can really get hurt. I never got hurt. But, you know, I love Little League baseball and football. And for boys and girls, I think it's a great thing for them to play some type of sport in school, to be a part of a team, to learn sportsmanship and just be a part of something, you know. It's a great thing that it does something to you. I can't explain, but it's great. It's good.
And, it also teaches teamwork.
Yep. I'm with you. I think athletics are great. When things have gone so far that somebody thinks it's a good idea to helmet spike, somebody else on the field, then winning has gone too far. All the football movies are about winning. They rarely spend the time talking about the sportsmanship.
Rudy.
What's that?
The movie Rudy.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I love those underdog sort of stories.
Yep.
And Rudy, I would say, is probably the best one. Nick, thank you for the call. Let's jump back into the story here from
CBS. When it comes to athletics, I'd like to say this. When it comes to athletics, you've got one body, right? And you should use it to its best, but you don't want to squander it, being foolish in your youth either, I guess.
Hold on. Hearing you, Mark, say you only have one body. You're the guy that wants to put your head on a robot when you die, which would mean that you would then have a different body.
Yep, but I currently only have, at this point, people have only had one body. So I can only work with the facts as they exist today.
Hashtag facts. You only have one body until your brain is put in a robot body, and then you still only have one body. At a time.
Yeah, if people want to investigate, they can go to Alcor, ALCOR.org.
So, jumping back into the story out of New York, again from CBSLocal.com. Clinical psychologist Dr. Barbara Greenberg says the point is to teach children to be inclusive at an early age rather than being exclusive. She says, let's face it, you can't ban somebody from having close relationships, and you can't really ban somebody from having a best friend. But what the schools are trying to do is foster the idea of kids having more than just a single friend. Jay Jacobs, who operates Timberlake Camp, says his counselors have been fostering a more inclusive environment for years. He says, that's what we encourage at camp. I think there are pitfalls in just having one friend. Remember, as you grow up, interests change. Children go in different directions.
Yeah, sure do.
And I want to stop here to say that just because you have a best friend doesn't mean that is your only friend. It just means that that friend is closer to you than the other friends.
Yeah, I understand. But, one of the sort of unspoken aspects of best friendom is that you're supposed to spend time with me rather than other people. And that means that
I never thought that's what best friend meant. I always thought it just meant I'm closer to this friend than I am to my other friends.
I think that's what it means to a lot of people, is that, like I said, this is like a breakup. When somebody decides to move on with the best friend, people move neighborhoods and all kinds of things happen. And, there was my son and another young man were good friends when they were quite young. It turns out this kid's really into sports now, and my son's never going to be some kind of star athlete. They just moved in different directions.
Jacob says you can't be on the soccer field and just deal with one child. They're going to have to interact with the entire team. It's now about promoting kindness, looking at children to be kind to one another, and to be aware of what it looks like when you're not. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark. Check out shop.freetalklive.com. There's been changes there over the course of the past year. Amazon basically decided they just don't need Free Talk Live anymore. But Walmart.com has, frankly, all the products and all the service that Amazon.com does is available there as a link, and you can do your purchasing there at shop.freetalklive.com. There are several other ways to buy at shop.freetalklive.com. Your purchasing through that link helps us. It's an extra click for you. It might be a little extra work at first, but you can bookmark it and make it a lot easier for yourself. It's shop.freetalklive.com. Thank you.
Let's go back to the phones where we've got Edward calling in. Also, like several other callers, calling in from New Jersey. Edward, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for putting me on. I just attended a an anti-Second Amendment rally down in Livingston, New Jersey, was headed up by Senator Menendez. And they were bringing out the three children from Parkland, the four children from Parkland that have been going around on the circuit. And it was...
I didn't realize children from Florida were being, sent around the country.
Yeah, they're parading them everywhere.
Yeah, they're being paraded around, and they're giving them a voice. As you know, they had, of course, attacked the NRA, and trying to say that the NRA was responsible for all the weapons that are in existence, and because of the NRA is the reason we have all these high-powered AR rifles, and you know all these things. And of course, they brought up the magazine bill that Menendez is trying to push through Congress. Or through the Senate, and you know, it was if I got a voice and I was able to get to the mic, which I would have been booed because of what I would have said was absolutely against everything that they were standing for.
So I've got a few questions here. How large was this rally?
They filled this Jewish temple was about I would say. 1,500 to 2,000 locals.
And any idea or any way to tell how many people in attendance were supportive of Senator Menendez and, you know, taking away gun rights, or how many people like yourself were opposed to it but just wanted to see what was going on?
I would say that we were outnumbered probably 2,000 to 2.
Okay.
It was pathetic. I mean, anytime they said anything that was going, anything that was attempting to change the Second Amendment or take away our rights, you know, our God-given right to protect ourselves, it was standing ovation.
It's one of these issues that's getting really sort of polarized. There was a time, not even that long ago, when Democrats supported gun freedom and there were Republicans that were against it and all these sorts of things. But
right.
Appears as right. though this is going to be the political football issue that they're going to attempt at this point, that they're going to attempt to run across the goal line in the midterms. The midterms, mathematically, the midterms aren't going to turn out any differently than you know, like, it's still going to be a Republican House. That's not going to change.
Right, and the Republicans will still wind up, having the majority in the House. But if 2018 goes as the midterm elections generally go, the Democrats will wind up picking up seats, because that's generally what happens, is the party that's not in power picks up some seats in the midterm.
Well, they're definitely going to use this. They're definitely going to run this. I mean, they talked about it. And the young men from Parkland that were on the stage were encouraging everybody to make sure you vote, and make sure you vote for those that aren't supported by the NRA. And they're really just pushing this whole agenda as if Parkland is such a surprising happening. I mean, of course, you know, anytime a school gets shot up, it's tragic. But it's never, you know, it's not the guns that are killing the people. It's the people that have the guns. And
right. And as far as
look at that.
As far as, you know, encouraging people to show up and vote, I'm going to make a bold prediction in February of an election year that people have short-term memories, and come November, when it's the general election, people are probably going to have forgotten about anything that happened in February. Voter turnout is going to be statistically insignificant as far as a change goes from what it was 4 years ago.
Did these school kids have any solutions for other problems going on in the United States? Did they have some kind of ideas about what we should do about North Korea, or perhaps Yemen,
national debt?
Yeah, national debt. How we pay down the national debt that they're being saddled with? Or was it just informing us all that we shouldn't vote for a particular class of politician?
Yeah, they were certainly trying to school us on our right to, to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden we don't know what we're doing because the school got shot up. I mean, all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's obviously terrifying what occurred, but, for me, when it comes to school shootings, I'd rather ban the schools.
Exactly.
You know? the idea that you take a whole bunch of kids, 2,000 of them, shove them in one institution that looks remarkably like a prison, force them to stay in there with a bunch of people that they would not otherwise associate with. I mean, there's no place like this in America except prison? I mean, it doesn't even, what is it training for? I don't even know.
We're training people on how to get into college.
How to get
saddled with college debt, because the government subsidizes that, and it makes it cost so much, you know.
Yeah, and
it's shameful.
I'm guessing the college students didn't come out and directly say, don't vote for Republicans.
Yeah, they'd probably get their ticket to ride.
But if they did say, don't vote for Republicans, I would partially agree and say that that's not going far enough, because you also should not vote for Democrats. Because both, you know, major parties, all they really want to do is control people. They just want to control people in slightly different ways. Edward, thank you for the call and thoughts.
In many cases, Daryl, people don't have a third person for whom to vote when they're on the ballot. Now, remember,
sadly, yes.
Yeah, it's not like...
Well, he is calling in from New Jersey, where the Libertarians generally are able to get their candidates on the ballot. The Greens are also able to fairly easily get their candidates on the ballot there as well.
Lots of places that it's not true.
Yes, that I am well aware.
You're more well aware than most. I certainly don't have a problem with people picking the least crappy of candidate if they choose to go to vote on voting day. I also don't have a problem with people saying, you know, this voting thing is mathematically insignificant. I don't see why people bother doing it. But, it's not like... I guess it's not like the Greens or the Libertarians generally put up the most awesome of candidates either, I guess, is the thoughts that I have when it comes to these things.
Right, and I know that there's the South Park thing about giant douche and turd sandwich. I view most elections not like that, but they're all turd sandwiches. The only difference is donkey turd or elephant turd or some other kind of turd. Well, I don't want a turd on my sandwich.
Yeah. No.
Where's my ability to vote for don't put a turd on my sandwich? And then people say, oh, so, you know, you just don't want to participate. Well, when my options are, you know, turd on a sandwich or no sandwich,
or soggy, I want to opt out. Soggy turd sandwich.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a none of the above option. Wouldn't that be cool?
It would, and I know I've mentioned this several times before. In Nevada, they do have none of these candidates. Unfortunately, it is not a binding option.
Hmm.
So if none of these candidates gets the plurality of votes, the human candidate with the most votes gets elected. This is Free Talk Live. Check us out online, freetalklive.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Okay, here at the Most American Bitcoin Conference, and it has just been, you know, it's been a whirlwind, this event. People sitting down over and over for interviews, and thank you so much to everybody who's been on. I've got my my co-host on here.
Henry Raines.
Thank you, Henry, for sitting in and helping me out here. And right now I have with me Lennart Lopen.
Lopen.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's actually French, if you know Chopin, and you can pronounce the nasal Lopin.
I think everybody in America calls Chopin.
Yeah, exactly. See, yeah. Right? Chopin. No, whatever.
Yeah,
okay. But
yeah, however it might be. So you guys do... Bitcoin ATMs?
Yeah, that's right. We're a Bitcoin ATM operator. Our main focus is Florida at this point. We're expanding to Georgia, South Carolina. It's our home. You know, okay. This is where obviously I'm from Germany, but the new home, my new home, and my partner, obviously, they're
it's nice
from,
and warm in Florida.
It's you know, there's something to be said about Florida versus Germany.
Do you know of the jokes, Florida or Germany? Are you familiar with it?
No. Okay, so here we go.
The suggestion is that if there is a weird news story, some bizarre news story, man eats his dog, or whatever
it's
might
usually
be.
Florida, right?
It will either be from Germany or Florida, and you're supposed to guess which one.
You know, that's actually, it makes a lot of sense. It does make a lot of sense.
I have no idea why this might be.
That's why I feel so comfortable here.
You're from Germany,
yeah?
I'm from Florida, so I'm allowed to talk about it.
Awesome.
It's not a problem. Tell me, what is it like having all these ATMs?
So it's interesting because you're breaking ground in an environment where there's certain vested players that have been around forever and kind of rule the turf, the banks, and the regulators, if you will, kind of. Won't talk about ruling, but there's certain things are set in stone, and it feels like an industry that crystallized a long time ago with certain where everybody knows their nice little place, and nobody is supposed to say anything. And here comes Bitcoin, right? And of course, this is not just us. This is something that a lot of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency companies experience. But when you come from the ATM angle, it's fascinating to see because you find a lot of confusion. The banks don't really know what to do with you, how to handle you. FinCEN doesn't know what to do with you. Lots of rules are not written, and the concept of being able to do whatever you like unless it hurts someone, versus you're only allowed to do what's written in a book. You know, you typically think that America is the one place where people came to live, you know, and let live, especially me. I was born in East Germany, so that has a special connotation.
Sure.
Versus,
I pass through East Germany every time I fly on the TSA. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually very, very true. So the idea from an East German perspective that you can only do what's written in a book, you know, is a troubling one.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of interesting to navigating a landscape in the U.S. where it's quite similar. Maybe that background helps now, actually, to understand where the regulators banking industry are coming from and see how we can, I guess, push the envelope.
Anybody I've ever talked to from an Eastern Bloc country has always said something to the effect of, yeah, you know, the more I'm here, the more it looks like, you know, whatever the government is over time.
Right. It's a very sad thing. I came 10 years ago, and one of the reasons why I left is exactly this point. I looked at the European Union, and I wasn't really happy, to say the least.
There's always Switzerland.
There is always Switzerland. Actually, the Swiss can't stand the Germans anymore because there's so many of them moving to Switzerland.
I see.
But I thought, you know, I thought I would want my kids to grow up
Germans?
Actually, no. If you are in Europe, it's like if you're in this town versus that town, it's a different nation. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, point is, yes, you're right, that there's a certain encroachment of the state, the super state, and of course Hollywood paints a picture of America that's not so, right? Once you start living and looking at the corners, of course, it becomes a little bit more complex, and in many ways actually European, interestingly enough. And when we study, or when I study, read Constitution or older Founding Father texts, it's kind of fascinating to see a mindset that's lost in many Americans' minds. But from a new immigrant standpoint, it's actually fascinating because you feel actually closer to it because you made a similar step. You
sure.
Know? Yeah.
I say this oftentimes on the air that I think that there should be some kind of qualification to be able to vote. We currently have that, right?
Yes.
Somebody who moves to this country,
yes,
and decides they want to be a citizen and vote has to take a test. Whereas the people who happen to be born here could be complete ignoramuses about how everything works, and they still get a say. Now, there are those that argue that it doesn't make a difference that they're ignoramuses, but nobody will argue that, and nobody could possibly argue that there's a threshold of averageness,
and
50% of the people are below that.
Right, exactly, and that would shift depending on the background education. I do think that there's a lot of emphasis on originally having a populace that is educated, and then it makes a big difference of how their voting will turn out, in which direction. So the knowledge, historical knowledge, where you're coming from, why there was a certain motivation for Constitution, Declaration of Independence. I think it's really important to get that mindset right. But
to cryptocurrency ATMs. Now, do your machines spit out cash if people want to trade in?
Some of them do, yes. Okay. So we have two types of machines in our network. We have a two-way machine and then a one-way machine. I'd say 90% of transactions are all one-way, where people like just buy coins, and we offer several.
I don't know that
coins.
There's anything in New Hampshire what we call a one-way machine is a crypto vending machine.
Yeah,
like,
vending machine. Yeah.
When you get a soda pop out of a machine.
Correct.
There's no machines out there that you could put a soda pop in and get a dollar out.
So our vending machines do that, right? Our kiosks, some of them, not all of them, where you can come with your Litecoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and you get fiat currency out.
Are those all the ones that you do?
We do five. I think I forgot Ethereum. Yeah, Bitcoin.
Yep, Ethereum would be another good one to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's the major one.
Yeah, we probably will add more over time, but we started with Bitcoin and started adding some more coins. We got requests from people and just add more and more coins. But it's difficult because you have a certain amount of float that you have to, you know, disperse over the different coins. And
what do you have to do for the Know Your Customer, KYC stuff? What do you have to do for that?
Yeah, so one of the things that when we started, which we really were strong on, we do everything by the book, really everything. We have a great compliance officer and department at this point. And as much as we were just talking about the philosophical statements and visions about governing, and that's one thing, but there's rules and there's laws on the books, and if you want to change them, the population has to change them. And so we follow every rule. We have actually engaged in the process of developing a very extensive AML policy. What it boils down to in practice is people that come to our machines, they all have to register. They have to register. They can bring any government-issued ID, it doesn't matter which one, as long as there's a picture of them on there, and we'll take it in, front, backside, a selfie, and those that information is on file. So we don't share that information unless we have to by the government, but right. Otherwise it stays with us, and it's just something that is needed to fulfill the Know Your Customer policy.
Is that policies. For every transaction?
It's for every transaction. Okay. It's for every transaction. We look very carefully at the rules of books. You could perhaps make a case for, let's say, a low transaction, but because the environment is so scary in a way, you don't even want to go there. You want to show even to the regulators and the governing structure, look, what we're trying to do here is facilitate Bitcoin, because I personally believe the more people have the coins and own them and are happy about them, the sooner you're going to see a political shift. We saw it in South Korea, I think, very nicely, where very recently South Korean government suddenly found themselves split into several departments, the Justice Department and Finance Department. They all had different opinions of over how to handle Bitcoin, maybe even ban it, and the backlash in the population was gigantic. People asked for the justice minister to resign. And I think the reason why...
The report also now that at least one government official showed an amazing amount of psychic ability,
right,
in selling his cryptocurrency before that.
I saw a headline. Yeah, and so I think if people hadn't traded like they did in South Korea for the last half a year, it would have been less of an interest and less of a pushback. So with the Bitcoin ATM, one of the goals is really a big scaling operation where everybody has an easy, convenient way to get their coins and get the fees down. And the fees are tied to the scale, pretty much, and the amount of money that it costs to comply, to do banking and all of those other things.
Well, let's just talk about the evolution of the ATM machine in a little bit in general first, and how that ties into what you're talking about. So originally, most banks, when they first started automating this, it was an ATM at that bank, that you were a bank account holder and you used that. Then we had the ATMs that you could bring your card from any bank, and with whatever fees you had to pay, you could use that ATM and get your money. Then we had the innovation of either called prepaid debit cards or reloadable debit cards. And now people that didn't even have a bank account. So you had to be at your bank. Well, you had to have a bank account. And now you don't even have to have a bank account. You have this debit card that you can load up. So now you're the next step in that you don't necessarily even have to start with money.
Right. It's very, very, very interesting to look at the whole evolution. And you could think that the ATM, especially a Bitcoin ATM, replaces a lot of...
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.